The Gemara towards the bottom of Lamed Gimel and Beis tells us about Yerushalayim. Much of the fifth paragraph of Brachos talks about Tefillah, and we've spoken about Tefillah a lot, but the Gemara at the bottom of Lamed Gimel talks about Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara as follows, famous statement, V'omar Rabbi Chanina hakol bidei Shamayim chutz mi Yerushalayim. Everything is in the hands of heaven except for your fear of heaven. Shenema va'ata yishol ma Hashem nakach Hashem v'cha ki im li'ira. So what does Hashem want from you? Just to fear Him. Then the Gemara asks, what do you mean, what does Hashem want? You only to fear Him. Says the Gemara, Ata Yerushalayim Milsa Zutra. So here it sounds like the Pasuk is telling you that fear of heaven is like a little thing. Right? What does Hashem want? All that Hashem wants from you is to fear Him. Says the Gemara, who says these words, by the way? Who says these words? What does Hashem want from you? Only to fear Him?
Moshe.
Right? Says the Gemara, "Va'amar bichanina mishum mishum yichai en lakodesh baruch hu beis ganazav ela oitzer shel Yerushalayim." It sounds like Yerushalayim is the greatest thing in the world because all that Hashem has in His secret storehouse in Shemayim is Yerushalayim. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds on to. That's the most important thing, right? Shenemar Yerush Hashem hi oitzer. That Yerushalayim, the fear of Hashem, is that which Hashem treasures. So we say, no. In Legabe Moshe Milsa Zutra Sahi. With regards to Moshe Rabbeinu, Yerushalayim was not a big deal. Right? For Moshe Rabbeinu, Yerushalayim was easy. So for Moshe Rabbeinu to say, what does Hashem want from you? You need to have Yerushalayim. So for Moshe, it made sense. Dar Ruchanin, Moshe Adam Shavak Shemenu Kli Godol V'yeshloi. Domenov Ki Kli Katan. If you ask somebody for something very, very big, and he has it, it's not a big deal, right? So ask somebody for a big vessel, and say, you say to somebody, you know, can I borrow your tractor? If he has a tractor, he can lend you the tractor. It's not a big deal. But you say to somebody that doesn't have a bicycle, can I borrow your bicycle? He doesn't have it. It's impossible. So for Moshe Rabbeinu, even the biggest thing in the world, Yerushalayim, seemed like a small thing because he was totally in control of it. There's a lot to talk about. There's a tremendous amount to talk about, just in terms of these Gemaras. But we'll point out two ideas. The first is a Tal D'Saran, who asks the question just systematically. What does this mean? Hakol bidei Shamayim chutz mi Yerushalayim. Everything is in the hands of Shamayim except for Yerushalayim. What does that mean? So he writes very beautifully. He says, Ki kol amidos mishtaychos eitzel havarei baruch hu. All of the other things that a Jew attempts to do, all of the other character attributes, mitzvahs, midos, all the rest of it, all of those things we can learn from Hashem. We can emulate, b'chol derechecha da'ehu, right? In Latin, imitatio Deo, right? Being in the image of God, imitating Hashem. All of that we can learn from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Chutz mimidazu, she'ena she'yechas elav. You cannot learn Yerushalayim from what Hashem does. You can't model after Hashem in Yerushalayim. Why not? He says, Ki ein lo mimilira. Hashem doesn't fear anybody. There's no fear, Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Except by example.
Right. There's no example. You can't follow Hashem's model of what Yerushalayim is. So you can learn how to be a Baal Chesed from seeing the Rebbeinu Shel Olam be a Baal Chesed. You can learn how to be Rachum and Chanan and Erech HaPaim from seeing how Hashem is merciful and gracious and slow to anger. You can learn that Hashem, has covered Abrius from the way that, the way that Hashem relates to the world. We can learn about the values of basically Shalom Bayis from the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu engages with Avram and Sarah. But how do you learn Yerushalayim from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? You can't. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't, strange to say, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't have Yerushalayim. Because who is he afraid of? We don't ever see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam expressing Yira. There's no Yira by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore I call Bidei Shamayim. Everything is Bidei Shamayim, meaning everything can be learned from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. All of that is Bidei Shamayim, Chutz Mi Yerushalayim, except for Yerushalayim. That is the one thing that a human being has to intuit. We have no model from whom to follow. Now, many of the tzaddikim point out that the Dor of Moshe Rabbeinu could learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. And in fact, the Talmud Yaakov Yosef points out that Eitzel Anashim Shahayu B'Dar Shel Moshe Hayisa Hayira Milsa Zutra. Even by Moshe Rabbeinu's generation, Yerushalayim was something simple. How? Mikevan Shehu Pasach Lahem Tzineres Hayira. Because Moshe Rabbeinu opened for them the capacity to have Yerushalayim. How? He modeled it for them. Moshe Rabbeinu showed them how to have Yerushalayim. Ulam b'dereinu zeh mi shemizchaber el tzadik ador. Our generation, somebody that gets close to the tzadik ador, hu pasech lefanov ha-tzinar hu, v'magir le-yira amitis. And in our generation, we don't have Moshe Rabbeinu. We do have other tzadikim. So we can find other tzaddikim to model after and follow their example. The Gemara tells us, this is the Gemara in Pesachim, that what is the S? S Hashem lekecha tira, that you have to serve Hashem, but it's not tira S Hashem lekecha, but S Hashem lekecha tira. What does that S mean? Le Rabba. So we know that that Rabbi Akiva, right? So and the Rabbi Akiva was Rabbi Akiva came and told him that the S Hashem lekecha tira tells the Rabbis Talmid Chachamim ki al yedei hayir me Talmid Chacham who mekabel gam Yerushalayim. By the religion that you have with the Talmid Chacham, a person can, right? A person can realize what Yira is by the religion that we have to the Talmid Chacham. But and the way that, I suppose that the Talmud Chacham then has Yerushalayim, a person can learn Yerushalayim. But to learn Yerushalayim directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very, very hard. How do you learn it?
That's the
right. Meaning that we can learn from the Tzaddik how to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because from HaKadosh Baruch Hu you can't learn Yerushalayim. That's which is a fascinating and very true fact. There's no way in Chumash, there's no pasuk that describes, to the best of my understanding of Tanakh, there's no pasuk that describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own Yerushalayim. That doesn't exist. So we have to learn it some other way. We learn through tzaddikim. What does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu bebeis ginozav ela oitzo shel Yerushalayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only has in his treasure chest, in his storehouse, a stack of Yerushalayim? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds on to. That's what he has. So the Ov Yisrael in Parashat Kedoshim explains, he says, Oitzu hu she'oitzu by dvarim she'yu nishmarim b'soichai. U'mishal atzmai ein by klum. An oitzu, what is an oitzu? A storehouse.
Treasure chest.
So a treasure chest. The chest is not important. What's in the chest is what is important. Meaning, you keep the most important thing in the treasure chest. So what we're talking about is the thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about. That's what Chazal are telling you. The thing that Hashem cares about. He says, "V'hine kol ha-mitzvos u'ma'asim she'adam oseh ein zeh mikocha." Everything that a person does comes as a result of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given the capacity to do so. Meaning, "El mikocha Hashem." Everything comes from Hashem. "Shenasan by dea bina v'haskel lohaven b'saras ha-kadosha v'yuch la'asos b'tfilu l'fanav." Hashem gave us the mind to be able to learn Torah and the capacity to daven. All of that comes from Hashem. V'lasek b'inyonei olam azeh b'chdei shiyu ulai kesev liskos mitzvos. And Hashem also gave us the wherewithal to earn a living so that we could do mitzvos, right? Hashem gave us the capacity to make a buck, to buy a pair of tefillin, to be able to put on tefillin. All of that comes from Hashem. So v'chol zeh zoyche b'hem ha'adam me'es Hashem. All of these things come, Ribbono Shel Olam gives to you. That's a matana from the Ribbono Shel Olam. But what does Hashem care about? What does Hashem have in his storehouse? Mahu mekabel me'aisha Yisrael. Everything else Hashem gives to us. What do we give back to him? What do we give to him that does not come from him? Zehu habeis genozim ha'oitzu shebo'in nishmarim kolam mitzvos ma'asim tovim sha'adam oseh mitoch yira. That which HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds on to is all the things that we do through yira. Why? Because Yira is the one thing that we don't get from Hashem. He doesn't give to us, and he doesn't emulate for us.
It's not the ultimate avodah Hashem.
Say what?
Yira is not the ultimate avodah
Hashem. So yes and no. So yes and no. It's
Well, no, the truth of the matter is a deeper form of Yira. There's a deeper
correct
form of Yira that sits inside a
Havah. Right, so we spoke about
awesome.
There's Yira Sa'inash and Yira Sa'raimimus, and then there's... And then there's very, very different, you know, forms of Ava as well. And all of the Svarim talk about these things. We spoke about a little bit on Shabbat Shuvah. We spoke about the concept of being the Ben Eved together, right? Having Ava and Yira as one thing. He says, V'zeh eino shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yira that a person has for Hashem comes directly from a person. That is the only thing that a person can give to, so to speak, can give to Hashem. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu cashes in on, kivyachol. What does it mean? Ki etzloi eino shayach yira, because the Rebbeinu Shalom has no fear. There's no fear. Va'al yedei yirazu nishmarim hatara, and through the yira that a person has, they hold onto their Torah. Mitzvahs umasim tovim, their mitzvahs and their good deeds. Sha'adam oisu shaloi yistabku boya chitzanim. It's the yira that protects a person from agendas and biases, right? And all other things that might make a person, you know, the reason that I'm giving tzedakah is so that my name should be on a poster, right? But Yir Shamayim, if I'm doing it because I have awe, I have Yira of Hashem, so then the reason that I'm doing it, the Yira is what prevents a person from having their ego and biases and agendas take over. That's the thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about the most. It's the thing that a person does without their agenda, without their biases, that just comes from their goodwill klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only thing that a person can give Hashem, is Yir Shamayim. Because as we pointed out, Yir Shamayim is the only thing that we do not get from Hashem. That's the only thing that we generate kivyachol independently, right? Obviously, every other aspect of who we are is generated by the Ribbono Shel Olam directly. But Yerushalayim is the only thing that we cannot emulate from Hashem because He is not afraid. There's no yira that Hashem has, and therefore that which we can give Him, the only thing I suppose authentically creative that a human being can, so to speak, can produce in this world is Yerushalayim, which is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu values it so intensely, says the Ohev Yeshua. Khana Rabbi Kashmir Rasul Gosh Baruch Hu Zak Shor Picha Chir B'lehem Tarmitzah Shneva Adonai Chosim Atzika Yagdil Terev Yadir.